This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know Chester from Tacoma is. Chester, are you there?
I am here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve. For those playing at home, Chester has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What fast food chain has used the slogan, "Where's the beef"?
Wendy.
Yes. The Sickness was the debut album for what band?
Disturbed.
Correct. What do we call the first 10 amendments to the Constitution?
Bill of Rights.
Yes. The Griffins are the main characters for what sitcom?
Family Guy.
Yes. Malbec, Sangiovese, and Syrah are all types of what?
Wine.
Yes. What Friends actress starred in the romantic comedy Mother's Day?
Jennifer Aniston.
Yes. When it comes to education, the abbreviation STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and what?
Mechanics.
No.
Pass.
What animal can sleep for up to 3 years?
Sloth?
No.
Pass.
What Disney movie is the character Pumbaa from?
Lion King.
Yes. The ancient city of Rome was built on how many hills?
6.
No.
9.
No.
Ash.
Chester, you got 7 correct. You were on a roll in the beginning.
Some might say on fire.
On fire. I know. I was like, is he going to get a perfect 10?
It felt that way for me.
I know. 7 is still a good score, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a close one.
Here comes the competitor.
Dun, dun, dun. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What fast food chain has used the slogan, "Where's the beef"?
Where's the beef is Wendy's.
Yeah, it is. The Sickness was the debut album for what band?
Disturbed.
Yes. What do we call the first amendments to the Constitution?
Huh?
What do we call the first 10 amendments to the Constitution?
The 10 Commandments.
No.
The Bill of Rights?
Yes. The Griffins are the main characters for what sitcom?
Family Guy.
Correct. Malbec, Sangiovese, and Syrah are all types of what?
I don't know. Something fancy like wine?
Yeah. What Friends actors starred in the romantic comedy Mother's Day?
Courtney Cox.
No.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yes. When it comes to education, the abbreviation STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and what?
Mathematics.
What? Yes. Jeez. What animal can sleep for up to 3 years?
Possums.
No.
Bears.
No.
I don't know. I'm going to go with a chihuahua.
No. What Disney movie is the character Pumbaa from?
Lion King.
Correct. The ancient city of Rome was built on how many hills?
7.
Yes!
What? Who are you?
Steve, almost brilliant. A perfect 10, but not quite. You got 9 correct, which is a win.
All right.
9-7.
Wow.
Sorry, Chester.
So did.
Okay. Was very good.
I ain't gonna lie. That 7 was a very, very lucky guess.
Wow.
So what was the question again? I'll give you a peek inside how my brain works.
The ancient city of Rome was built on how many hills?
So in my head, I go, Rome wasn't built in a day. There's 7 days in a week, and I went with the number 7.
Okay.
Which has nothing to do with the answer, but that's exactly where my brain went.
So it's only crazy if it doesn't work.
And it worked.
That hurts my brain to think about how your brain works.
I'm sorry to let you in.
Yeah, I'm surprised you got mathematics, like shocked. And then what animal can sleep for up to 3 years?
I was going
to
guess koala.
No, it's something that we learned, bats. I think, last week that you kill, Taryn, in your garden.
Slugs.
Snails.
Yeah,
3 years. Isn't that a nice nap?
So maybe they're not moving slow, they're just sleeping.
Maybe, actually.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, congratulations, Steve, on beating Chester.
There is a tourist attraction that I know at least one member of our show has been to several times, and it was picked as the most stressful tourist attraction of all time. What is it? We'll tell you after Puddle of Mud.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's a new report out on the world's most stressful tourist traps.
Okay.
It looked at over 80 popular tourist destinations and analyzed the visitor reviews. So it's looking for words that are maybe a negative association.
Like worst place ever.
Overrated.
Okay.
Tourist trap. Underwhelming.
And I'm not a big tourist guy. We've talked about that before. Like, I don't get, whenever we're on a vacation, my wife's like, oh, should we go check out, insert whatever the big tourist attraction is? I'm like, I don't care. Like, the idea of just going somewhere and waiting in line to just see something doesn't, like, I can just find it on the internet. I know I sound like such a weirdo, but I just have never really cared about tourist attractions. But the weird part is the number one most stressful tourist attraction I've been to so many damn times.
And it is Times Square.
And I did it because I grew up in New York, and lots of times, especially like when I bring my wife back for the first few times, we had to make it a point. Like, that's where you start. You stop at Times Square and then just kind of figure it out from there. Walk wherever, go wherever. But that's a good, easy spot to begin with. But I don't disagree. It sucks.
What?
Did you ever go
there
for
so many times? And I want to go back every time I go to New York. I love it so much.
What do you love about it?
The lights, the people, the action. You just feel special.
Like, I like one of the three that you said. I do like the lights. It's pretty cool. But there's too many people. There's people trying to sell you everything from like their rap record to some kind of boat tour. It's just like, it's too much.
Is there like street performers and stuff like that too?
Yeah.
They got the naked guy that plays the guitar.
I'll go for that.
The more I talk about it, I kind of do like that.
Yeah. See, it gets better and better when you talk about it.
Have either of you ever done like New Year's Eve there and done the fireworks thing?
No.
Because I've heard that people wear adult diapers and sit out there for it.
Yeah, once you got your spot, you don't want to lose it. And you're freezing.
I want to do that so bad. I want to do that, and I want to go to the Macy's Day Parade. The problem is no one wants to go with me. And I don't want to go alone.
Yeah, don't look at me. I don't want to go do that.
Yeah, no one does. I'll wear a diaper to be able to go to New Year's in Times Square.
Prove it. Wear a diaper right now.
Right now.
Sarah's new solo mission.
Dude, I'm looking at some of the reviews because I was curious. Like, you said it's based on reviews, and some of the reviews are pretty funny. Like, one person wrote, it's not even shaped like a square. It's actually a triangle. What a waste of time. Not even sure if there's a clock to tell time.
Wow.
I think they're joking, but this one might be a little bit more serious. It's dirty, it's crowded, it's touristy, it's expensive, it stank like urine. I saw 2 dead rats on the sidewalk, full of homeless people and cops, didn't feel very safe, even despite the visible police protection, stayed in a nearby hotel to get the New York City experience, and I'll never stay here again. Yeah.
The world's most stressful tourist trap is Times Square. Rockaholics, the Stanley Cup playoffs are in the second round, and last night it looked for certain that the Vancouver Canucks were going to lose game one against the Oilers. They were down 4-1, only to score 4 unanswered goals and win the game. Many Oiler fans are beyond pissed, so we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Not only is fashion our passion, okay, but baseball is as well.
Oh, they're going to have a rhyme for baseball.
Yeah.
Fashion is our passion.
I don't have a rhyme for baseball. What rhymes with baseball? Football. Okay.
I'm out.
Anywho, if you hit up the rock shop at KISW.com, you can lock eyes with the newest and greatest threads in the rock shop. It is the M's-inspired shirt, the My Oh Maybe shirt at KISW.com.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it.
Yep.
So let's get straight to the comments.
Last night, the Edmonton Oilers blew a 4-1 lead in the playoffs to the Vancouver Canucks. They gave up 4 unanswered goals.
I don't think my friends in Vancouver have slept yet. I've been seeing them on social media all morning from when the moment I woke up at 3 in the morning, still tweeting about this game. It's only game one, but what a freaking win for those guys.
I stopped watching after the second period when it was 4-2. They ended up tying it up 4-4 with about 5 minutes left in the game. Connor Garland scored, and listen to the Canucks fans absolutely lose it.
Dude, the fans are banging on the glass, and props to their announcers. They just dipped out and let everybody, I mean, it's on their social media page, and you just see these, Vancouver Canucks fans are unglued. They're losing their mind. They're throwing things in the air. They show footage of people outside in the streets of Vancouver losing their mind as well. It was bonkers.
On the complete opposite side, many Oilers fans are quite mad, real mad. So let's go straight to the comments.
Yep, we saw a lot of the posts on like the NHL's Instagram, the Oilers social media pages as well, and people were furious. So we sent a couple of links to our friend Jason, our production director, aka Veggie Dog, aka VD, and said, you know what? Grab your favorite comments and reenact them for us. And he did just that. Are you ready for the first comment from Edmonton Oilers fans about what a silly, silly collapse from that team?
Let's hear it.
All right.
Oh, we ain't winning the cup with this group, eh?
A.
Jason, nice Canadian accent there. A.
Sure. I never felt anger like this before.
I don't even know what to. I mean, we've all experienced our teams losing in an epic way. But when you're up 4-1, you think you've got that one in the bag.
And can we also just appreciate these Canadian accents that VD is pulling right now? Because I'm here for it.
That's why he was eating some Timbits in the other room as well.
Such dog shit hockey. Sorry for my language, eh? Okay.
It's getting better. Or worse, I'm not sure. Here's another comment about the Edmonton Oilers blowing it against the Vancouver Canucks last night during the game.
I was on the verge of whipping my remote at the TV. Glad that didn't happen.
Okay, that must be a Canucks fan.
We can't be losing games to teams that pump in crowd noise. Come on!
Oh, pumping crowd noise?
I saw a couple of people post about that. I don't know what the hell. Isn't it like the same thing? Weren't like the, was it the New York Giants were accused of that? And I think it did turn out that they were pumping in some crowd noise. But I never heard that about the Vancouver Canucks until last night. And I watched that clip. That was
all natural.
That was very natural, man. People lost their minds. All right, we have another comment about the Edmonton Oilers blowing it last night.
Can you tell all the millionaires in blue and orange so that maybe they'll show up? Pathetic effort!
You get paid a lot of money to play all 3 periods.
This is embarrassing! I haven't been this embarrassed since the time I shit my pants in high school!
I don't know if you needed to share that, but all right.
I hate hockey. I hate hockey. I hate hockey. I hate hockey!
Message received.
We got one more about the Edmonton Oilers losing to the Vancouver Canucks, even though they were up 4-1 last night. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, f*** off, Oilers! Why do I even watch this s*** team?
I feel like that's every sports fan when your team isn't doing well. Yeah. The hockey playoffs are a lot of fun when your team's on. It's more fun when your team's in and they're winning, but it's also a lot of fun when you don't have your team in it because you can just enjoy all the games. Like, I had a blast watching the Edmonton Oilers just fall apart last night.
And then we get to enjoy all the comments on the other side of it.
I hate hockey. I think that was maybe the best comment of them all.
I hate hockey.
Nirvana is going viral, all because of what the band just shared on social media. What did they post? We're going to talk about this after Alice in Chains.
The Daily Migs Show.
Nirvana posted a great tribute to record producer Steve Albini, who produced their In Utero record.
Oh, yes.
He just passed away a couple days ago of a heart attack, age 61.
Yeah, that shocked a lot of us music fans because, I didn't know he was battling any health, and obviously a heart attack could just come out of nowhere, but 61.
That's very young.
No, I know. I guess you get stuck in arrested development because you grew up with this guy being like this punk rock producer. It was always like a goal one day. It would be so awesome to have like my drums recorded by him, because he was known for getting such a great drum sound, like a very raw. I mean, you listen to Pearl Jam's In Utero and just like overall how the sound is. It's not like overly glossy. There's a raw feel to it, and you feel like you're in the room with the band, and that's what Steve Albini was known for.
Nirvana, right?
What did I say?
Pearl Jam.
Well, I got both on the brain.
Okay.
No, you're right.
I was making sure. I was making sure I heard right. I was like, wait, which one?
Danny, sometimes I say things, and my mouth says other things.
What?
My brain is thinking one thing. My mouth says something completely different.
So Nirvana, they dug up the letter that Steve Albini sent to them when they requested that he be the one to produce the follow-up to Nevermind.
Yes.
And Steve, you read the letter.
Oh my gosh. It's like four pages, but they put it on. First of all, like, I never really seen Nirvana post anything on social media. So I was like, oh, what are they got? What are they tweeting about? And it was a nice thing, because it really does show just how unique and different this dude was. He did not care about success whatsoever. Like, he was just about the art and about the music. And, like, so they wrote him. He wrote back and said, yeah, I'll be interested in working with you guys, but I only am interested in working with people, you know, that really care about just making great music and don't care about record labels and don't care about this. He also was talking about how, like, adamant he was. Like, look, if you're working with me, we're not bringing in some fancy record producer guy that's going to come in and fix it and remix it and make it sound better. And one of my favorite parts of the letter, and the letter is just very verbose. It's like he doesn't care. Like he's cursing. He's saying this. He's saying that. But at one point he goes, remixing is for talentless P-words who don't know how to tune a drum or point a microphone, which I thought was pretty crazy. And then the most powerful part of the letter, and I've heard of this before, but I've never seen it in print, is that he was talking to them about, like, negotiating money. And he just refers to it as dough. Like, there's a whole section just about dough, which I thought was kind of funny. And he makes it very clear, like, look, he says, quote, I do not want and will not take a royalty on the record I record. No points, period. So a lot of record producers will take points. So if you sell a crap ton of records, the producer keeps getting paid as well. He's like, I don't want that. I'm just being paid to be a producer and engineer. I think it's ethically indefensible. The band writes the songs. The band plays the music. It's the band's fans who buy the record. The band is responsible for whether it's a great record or a horrible record. Royalties belong to the band. And this was the part I remember hearing about, so it's kind of cool to hear it confirmed. He says, I like to be paid like a plumber. I do the job, and you pay me for what it's worth. The record company will expect me to ask for a point and a point and a half. Let's just say you sell 3 million copies. That works out to $400,000. There's no effing way I would take that much money. I wouldn't be able to sleep.
Wow.
It's just like, that's so crazy. Because you think about it, he's right. That record sold a lot of copies. He would have made a lot of money from it. But he was just like, pay me what you think is fair. And if you want to pay me a bunch at first, and if you're happy with it, pay me some more as well. We can negotiate that. But I don't want to get paid based on your album sales.
So he said, assuming 3 million in sales, that works out to 400,000. Do we know what that... Do we know what he ended up getting paid for that album?
I don't know, but it clearly less like than 400,000.
That's what I'm thinking, and probably more than 3 million in sales.
That's
what think.
I would think that if he did take the points, and I go, that's his. I mean, I don't think he's going to bed at night. Well, when he was alive, of course, but I don't think he's going to bed at night being sad that he didn't. It's not that he's a man of his own morals and convictions, but if you do the math, I'd imagine he'd be a multimillionaire if he did get the points.
Wow.
Well, it's a great read. If you go to Nirvana's Twitter or X page, you could read all about it. I mean, it's a long read, but it's kind of cool. It's a cool time capsule.
Definitely.
And he even said at one point, like, we could record at my house, but I don't know if I want you staying at my house because you guys are famous. And I don't know if I want to bring that into the neighborhood with people coming to meet you and get your autograph. He's like, that would just be too weird. I was like, man, this is such a pure letter.
Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? He is currently 114 wins, 30 losses, and 19 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, We often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.